The Sports Cast, October 22nd, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And download our app, The Sports Cast, for iOS, or visit our website, thesportscast.net. A lot going on with Ben Simmons and the Sixers. And, of course, anything else in sports. The Cleveland Browns, a lot of the squad was missing. Baker Mayfield was missing, but there was OBJ in the mix. The Broncos definitely is on the weak end of things, but join us all the way from Pennsylvania to talk to about how weak the AFC West is now. Jeff Favre, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks, Santiago. Appreciate you having me.
Jeff, last night, Case Keenum came into fray. Baker Mayfield had a horrible shoulder issue, but they came through.
Yeah, and I mean, so the Browns are beat up, but the Broncos are too. You know, going into that game, both teams had a lot of injuries, and I think what it really came down to was the Broncos, I believe the statistic Troy Aikman shared is they're missing six linebackers. So the middle of their defense is just really hurting. And the Browns, I mean, the Browns are hurting too. They're missing their top two running backs, missing their right tackle, their quarterback, obviously. But the thing about the Browns, man, is their offensive line is just so physical. And that's the last team that you want to play, aside from maybe the Ravens, if you're missing a bunch of your leading tacklers, you know. And the Browns, to their credit, they stuck to the run game. Keenum made just enough plays when they really needed them. And it was enough for them to get the win.
21 of 33 for 199 yards. Third string running back did not have not heard of him, you know, come in place of Chubb and Kareem Hunt injured out. D'Ernest Johnson rushed for 146 yards. This third string running back did wonders last night.
He looked great, and I was so impressed with his balance. There were a bunch of times where he got bumped or they tried to arm tackle him, and he would just kind of keep his balance and gain an extra couple yards. And again, a lot of that, though, that Cleveland Browns offensive line is really good. I mean, like, really good. And especially in the run game, they can blow people off the ball, but they're also athletic enough to get out in space. I was just so impressed with their offensive line. But yeah, a great night for Johnson. And, you know, the truth is once Chubb and Hunt come back, they're going to get the vast majority of the touches. But you never know when a game like that might be something that allows him to catch on somewhere else eventually, not this year, obviously.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield was a game-time decision almost to play or not. He did suffer an injury on his left shoulder, not his throwing hand, arm, but he has to have surgery. He is planning to have surgery after the season as of right now. But if things don't go well and maybe he has to sit out, can Case Keenum carry this Browns team, which is loaded with stars, receivers, and running backs? Do you think Case Keenum is sufficient to carry this Browns team deep?
Well, he can't carry them, but he can do enough for them to win games because I think the defense is starting to come around a little. And it's always hard to tell because obviously you don't want to take too much out of playing the Broncos offense. But I think the Browns defense is getting a little bit better every week. They have a lot of young players, especially in the secondary. So it takes time for that to gel. And the only thing is this, like, yes, they can definitely get to the playoffs with Keenum. But then what are you going to do once you're there? Just because I just don't think – when you start playing the best teams on a weekly basis, you have to play the Ravens, you have to play the Chiefs, you have to play the
Tennessee.
Bills. You know, even Tennessee, yeah. I mean, do you really want to play those teams and be able to outscore them with Keenum? I mean, if we're being completely honest, it's an uphill battle to outscore those teams with Baker Mayfield too. But he at least gives you a shot. I don't think Keenum is quite on that level.
Yeah, Case Keenum had some good spurts when he played for the Vikings a couple years back. He definitely led a Vikings team to playoffs, I believe, a few years back.
Yeah, a playoff And a playoff win, absolutely. Yeah. So
obviously, been years back, you know, when you're not playing much between years, it could definitely cost you. Von Miller got injured last night by the Broncos. Not sure what his status is, if he's going to come back. I believe he's coming back. How much of a dent is that for the Broncos?
Well, thankfully, from all the reports that have been released so far, it wasn't near as serious as what it looked. So that's good, because when it first happened, it looked pretty gruesome the way his knee bent. But it sounds like he actually has an ankle injury and he'll be okay. So, yeah, I mean, the Broncos defense is already so beat up. But one thing I will say is Jonathan Cooper looked impressive. You know, he came in and played for Vaughn when Vaughn was out. And, man, Cooper had some really nice rushes and came really close to getting a couple sacks. And, yeah, I was impressed with him. So that was one encouraging thing for the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos have, you know, has a great team, great surrounding, supporting cast. You know, of course, their defense, you know, spells bigger than their offense. And, of course, the offense, they do have Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton. But they just need that quarterback, right? I mean, Jeff, I mean, they might need a Case Keenum.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't help. You know, Hamler's hurt. Jeudy has been out for a couple weeks. So, I mean, he's supposed to come back next week. That'll help. But they haven't gotten Noah Fant involved as much as you would hope. And it's hard to say, is that the offensive coordinator? Is that the quarterback? Is it a combination of both? I mean, Teddy Bridgewater kind of is what he is at this point. You know, he's certainly not terrible, but you can't lean on him either to take you down the field. So when you look at all, you know, you look at the big picture, they certainly need an upgraded quarterback.
Broncos 3-4, the AFC West, as once we discussed before, was in play. I see it definitely a three-way race, of course, with the Chargers, Chiefs, and the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders. Even though they lost their coach, Jeff, about a week and a half ago, but they did perform well this past weekend. So AFC West is still tight, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, as much attention as the Chiefs defense has received for not being very good, the Chargers defense isn't very good either. So we'll see which team fixes that side of the ball better, but there's still a lot of football left to play. And I mean, the Raiders, I mean, their defense really isn't great either, but it might be better. It's crazy to say this, but the Raiders defense might be better than the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Yeah. And the whole defensive issues in the AFC West, only the Broncos are good in defense, but their offense is definitely their missing component. I want to get your intake on the Ravens being the Chargers, 34-6. That was a major, major margin. Chargers did not keep it close as I thought it would when they played against the Browns. But it was a different game. What's your thought about that game?
Yeah, I mean, when we talked last week, I said, you know, I thought the Ravens would win just because the Chargers' defense, their whole game plan is let you run the ball and then either stop you in the red zone or, you know, get you into a passing situation. And I just felt as though, you know, that plays into the Ravens' hands because they'll run the ball 50 times. If you put them in scenarios that run the ball, they'll run the ball every single play. It doesn't bother them. But what I will say is the way the Ravens just absolutely handled them, did not see that coming. I mean, they just, I mean, watch it. I watched a lot of that game and the Ravens just handled them in every way. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, they just controlled the game on every level. Lamar Jackson really didn't have one of his best games. He didn't have to.
Wow.
You know, he didn't have to do a lot. And, yeah, what stood out to me is that even with all the injuries on the offensive line and all the injuries in the backfield and all the injuries in the secondary, the Ravens are still a really physical team. Like, they really they tackle well, they fly to the ball, they block well. You know, they do all those little things very well, especially when you consider how beat up they are.
Yeah, and, you know, Ravens are definitely one of the top teams in the AFC, definitely making a big statement these past couple weeks, definitely a force to be reckoned with. You cannot count them out for sure. And, of course, the Chargers need to regroup and see what happens and see if they can hold on to the AFC West lead. All right, anything else before we head into predictions?
I think we're ready for predictions.
Let's do it. Week 7. This is a bye week. There's six teams out for the bye week, so it's going to be an interesting weekend. Let's go first start off with Atlanta visiting the Dolphins. Of course, rumors this week with Deshaun Watson heading to Miami again. But Flores cleared the rumors that Tua is their quarterback. Jeff, what's going to happen in Miami?
I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And these rumors just keep popping back up and again and again. And I'm sure the Texans are behind some of them because they want to get past their situation. But, man, I like the Falcons. And just because the Dolphins, they have to get some kind of resolution to this whole situation. I don't buy. I mean, of course, the head coach is going to stick up for his guy. But to be honest with you, I just don't buy it. And that's just, I could be completely wrong, but it would be one thing if there was just one person saying it. But John McCain out of Houston, I mean, he's been around. I mean, he's been around a long time, and he's been reliable and a good source. So I don't think the rumors are just made up. I think there's something to them. Now, what level, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think that's good for Miami for the immediate future. I think they're going to struggle a bit until this all gets resolved.
Yeah, what I've heard is the agent, Deshaun Watson, wants to go to Miami, and his agent's been the one that's trying to trigger this. The Dolphins, not too crazy about it, but they have ears with that. So let's see what happens. Nothing yet, but you're right, Jeff. McClain's a great journalist. He's definitely very legitimate, so we'll see what happens. I'm like, whatever. Chiefs at Tennessee Titans. Tennessee had an impressive win against Buffalo. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, it would be close. I thought Buffalo would pull it off, but Tennessee is definitely making a statement. We're one of the top teams in the AFC, and they're going up against a top team in the AFC, the Chiefs. What's going to happen in Nashville?
This was another one of those games where I think the early part of the game is really important, and probably more so even for the Chiefs. But so obviously Derrick Henry is going to get his yards. That's just win, lose, or draw. Derrick Henry is going to get his. But if you're the Chiefs, you have to score early, and you have to protect the football. I mean, the Chiefs have 14 turnovers. They had three more turnovers. Even though they won the game last week, they still had three turnovers. They have to stop doing that. They lead the NFL in turnovers. They have 9 turnovers on the opponent's side of the field, which is essentially throwing away points. So I look at all of that and I just say, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game because I think eventually they're just going to clean things up enough that they're not turning it over every third or fourth drive. And the other thing too is that the Titans secondary was their weakness coming into the year. Right before any injuries, their secondary was going to struggle. And now they're beat up. Now they're missing guys on top of that. Well, the last team that you want to see on the schedule with a beat-up secondary is Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce coming to town. So I think it'll be a little bit higher scoring game. But I could, you know, as long as they don't turn the ball over, I think the Chiefs will win. I think they'll win by a touchdown or so.
Kansas City 3-3. They definitely got a chip on their shoulder. They got to play some catch up, and beating Tennessee is definitely one of the things they got to do. Carolina, Sam, Carolina Panthers at the Giants. Giants are beat up. Can Carolina win in the Meadowlands?
I think they will, and their front is going to be a problem for the Giants. The Panthers have a nice pass rush and a lot of speed on defense, and the Giants just haven't really gotten things right up front, and Jones keeps getting beat up, and Barkley hasn't been completely healthy. So just really, if you're the Giants, you don't have a lot to lean on. And the Panthers, I know the Panthers have been a little up and down too. They've lost a couple games maybe they shouldn't have. But I like the Panthers front against the Giants, and then I don't expect the Carolina offense to be super dynamic against the Giants. But I think they'll do enough to win the game.
Definitely a beat-up Jones and, of course, Barkley as well, trying to resolve things. But, hey, now with 17 weeks, you have time to turn things around just by a week. Jets at the Patriots. Hey, Patriots have been losing these close games, very close. Is this going to be a breather for Mac Jones?
The Patriots kept that game against Dallas closer than what I anticipated. I thought they actually played pretty well. I mean, you know, it went to overtime, so it was a tremendous game. So I was actually pretty impressed with them, all things considered. And look, man, I like Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be a legitimately good quarterback. But having to go against Belichick twice and what I think he's going to be going against him twice in a 4-week span, that is almost unfair to a rookie. So it's probably, this is not setting up for a good day for the Jets. I think the Patriots will win. And, you know, unfortunately, this is just part of the learning curve for a rookie quarterback. And playing Belichick just accelerates that by 10, because even good veteran quarterbacks struggle to figure out his defenses. So I think it'll be a high turnover game for the Jets again, and the Patriots will win.
Washington football, which was a rumor destination for Tua to go, is facing Green Bay Packers, where Aaron Rodgers says, I own you to the Chicago Bears. what's going to happen in Green Bay?
Green Bay's been a little bit up and down. They've played pretty well overall, obviously, but maybe haven't finished every game like you would expect them to. But I expect Green Bay to win. I don't know what has happened with Washington, because I really thought their defense was going to be tremendous. And they're one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So their front four is very good, but everything beyond that has been very suspect. So that's going to be a tough day, because they're not going to be able to get to Rodgers quick enough to prevent him from making the big plays down the field. So the Packers will win.
Yeah, and you know, like everything's been opposite. Like, you know, we thought Washington was going to have a great defense. That's the opposite, not good. The Cowboys, we thought would be a horrible defense. So far, they're hanging in there. The Bengals visit Baltimore Ravens, but this is a different Bengals. This is a little bit better Bengals. Usually, yeah, Lamar Jackson beats the Bengals in Baltimore. But Jeff, do you think this will be a closer matchup than everyone thinks?
I think it'll be a good game, and you know, the Ravens have played so well for so long, it almost just feels as though they're due to have a hiccup. They lost week one and then they haven't lost since. So it feels as though eventually they're going to drop a game. I don't know if it'll be at home though, and the Bengals will keep it close. And I'm impressed with the Bengals, but their defense. And they deserve credit because their defense has played well. But they don't really have star power on their defense. And, man, if you're playing Lamar Jackson and that host of weapons and the way Jackson is playing right now, I think the Ravens will win. And it'll be a good game. It'll come down to the fourth quarter, but I think the Ravens will just have a little bit too much. And their defense will get a turnover or two. Not that I think Burrow isn't playing great. He's still a young quarterback, and he didn't get to even play his entire rookie year. So I could see the Ravens forcing a turnover and that being the difference in the game.
Here is a storyline game. Detroit visits the Rams. Jared Goff visits his old team. And, of course, Matt Stafford faces his old team. But it's a little bit more pressure on the Goff. What's going to happen at SoFi?
Yeah, the Lions are in trouble, man. I mean, that's a game that could get ugly, ugly. You know, anything can happen in the NFL, but the whole revenge game for Jared Goff is a nice storyline, but unless this turns into a Disney movie, it's not going to go his way. Look, the Rams made the move they had to make to be a Super Bowl contender. They couldn't be that with Goff. They did it's the hard thing to do in sports, but it was the right thing, and I think they'll win pretty handily.
And it's paying off, Jeff. It's working out so far.
Absolutely. And Stafford's been a good quarterback for a long time. And the longer he's in McVay's system, I think the better it's going to be. I really think the Rams are a viable Super Bowl contender, no doubt about it.
Eagles is flying to Las Vegas, not to gamble, but to face against the Raiders in the Legion Field. A Eagles team that we thought had a good start, but they faced Atlanta, so that's probably why. What's going to happen in Las Vegas? Will it be another Derek Carr game?
I mean, the Raiders offense is going to have their way, I would think. Now, devil's advocate, the only way that can change is the Eagles do have a decent front four that can get after the quarterback. And Carr has shown if you hit him early, he becomes a completely different player. So that's the Eagles' one chance. They have to hit Carr early. But all that said, you know, the Raiders are just too much. And And Hurts just is not consistently accurate. So you can take advantage of the Raiders' secondary, but you have to be consistently accurate to do that. And he's just not there right now. I could see it being a little bit higher scoring game just because the Eagles do have some weapons with Miles Sanders and Devontae Smith. You know, so they'll make some plays, but the Raiders are going to be too much.
Yeah, we'll see if we'll see more of Miles Sanders, but maybe not. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields visit Tampa Bay. I don't know. Feels like Tampa Bay. What does Jeff think?
Yeah, it's going to be a rough day for Justin Fields. I mean, that's a tough one. No, I will say this, though. So Antonio Brown and Gronk are both out. They're both ruled out for the game.
Does that help?
I think, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think what that gives the Bears the opportunity to do is maybe they can just ugly up the game a bit. You know, just play one of those ugly, disgusting 17-13 games. Try to make a play on special teams, or maybe you score a touchdown on a blown coverage or something along those lines. And just keep it close. You know, keep it close. Put the pressure on Tampa Bay to close out the game. And you never know what, you know, it's the NFL, man. I mean, anything can happen. So keep the game close and just see what happens.
And, of course, they got some other options, Mike Evans, and they got Cameron Brate. But, you know, Cameron Brate, when I see him, it's not the same as, like, when they have Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk, and even O.J. Howard is a pretty, you know, he's a physically dominant presence. I don't know that he's not dominant as a player, but he still gives you that weapon.
Houston, a big dilemma, a lot of drama, a lot of gossip, is going to Arizona, who's undefeated, 6-0, and they got Zach Hurts. What's going to happen in Phoenix?
Isn't it funny, though? So this is probably the most obvious pick of the week. You say Arizona's going to win big, like possibly huge. But at the same time, it's just funny, just when it seems completely obvious, and it couldn't possibly go the other way, that's when it does. But with that said, if I had to put my life savings on the line, I'm taking the Cardinals. You know, they're just playing great, man. I don't know how else to say it. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They're consistent. They have weapons to make plays. They get after the quarterback. I mean, and the Texans, again, the Sean Watson thing, I mean, I don't think the Texans are in win-now mode either way, and I don't know that anyone thinks they're in win-now mode, but they just have to get past this whole thing and get it over with, whatever that means. And until they do, that's just going to be an extra thing they have to deal with on top of the fact that their roster is in rebuild mode.
How many wins do you think Arizona will get this season?
I'll tell you what, I think they win. I think they win 13 or 14 games, all said and done.
Fair enough.
In a really tough division with having to play the Rams. And the Seahawks are always competitive. So, and the Niners are even very competitive. So, you know, they'll drop games here and there. But, yeah, they're gonna win a bunch.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get an undefeated season. Now with 17, 16 games. So it's just quite crazy. Sunday Night Football, the Colts, Carson Wentz looking great. Going up against San Francisco, this could be close. What's going to happen there, Jeff?
So, yeah, I mean, it does seem as though Wentz is starting to turn that corner a bit, where he is starting to play better again. And that gives me a little bit of a lean to the Colts, because the 49ers, they keep trying to figure out their quarterback situation, and it's just kind of staying ugly for the moment. And I like Trey Lance. I think long-term he's going to be fine. But he's, you know, he just has a ways to go. But the Niners are still very talented on defense. You know, they're pretty good up front. I just lean the Colts a little bit, just because Wentz is starting to play a lot better. So I think the Colts will find a way to win that game. And I look back to that Ravens game the Colts had. That really impressed me. You know, they really should have won that game. But they haven't backed down anybody, and I think they're playing well enough to win.
Well, there you have it. Week 7 is looking good. I think, like, the biggest game, I think, is Kansas City, Tennessee. Of course, two heavyweights going at it, and we'll see if Tennessee continues that stride or Kansas City is going to kind of continue what they did last week against Washington and keep winning, because they got to play some catch up a little bit, and they got some wiggle room right now. Now that that the Chargers lost last week, so we'll see if Kansas City can play that catch up. Anyways, there you have it, Jeff. What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the AFC West?
The best way to follow along is at JT Fulver on Twitter.
JT Fulver, you can follow us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on Twitter or Instagram. We'll be following the games this weekend. And, of course, the Astros made the World Series, and we got one more team left to see who's going to the big game. So, anyways, Jeff Fulver, always a pleasure, and hope our teams win.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Santiago. I appreciate it.